life. Sacred life. Life. The sacred life. Living a life. The sacred. Sacred.
Bless up. This is your boy 20 CEOs, Second Apparel, the world's number one inspiration and motivation to urban streetwear brand.
And Anna Johnson, CEO of Sacred Life Coaching.
Welcome to the Sacred Life Podcast, episode
11.
Episode 11, where we will be discussing life, relationships, business, the Bible, and of course, how to live the sacred life. Our topic of discussion today is, can we give it to him?
You go ahead.
Trust issues. We're going to dabble in and talk about trust issues, okay? Mm-hmm. So, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
You're going to have to speak louder.
I'm doing great.
All right. So, to those of you out there watching, this is our first time recording the podcast. So, you're going to see us looking at notes and different things, stuff that you don't usually see. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's going to be different. And then also today, we're recording in the afternoon for the first time.
Yeah.
We've always done it early in the mornings. You hear kids in the background snoring and snorting. We don't have the dog no more. You know what I mean? So we don't have to worry about that. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Welcome. So, if things been good, do we need to catch on, let everybody up on since the last episode? Because it's been a while. It's been a while. We've moved. We had to get things in order. We got office space, and the plan was to do it in the office space. Mm-hmm. But the office space was a little smaller, so we weren't able to do it. But now we have a bigger office space, and so we're back.
Hallelujah.
We're back.
Hallelujah.
So, jump in it.
Let's do it.
Let's open with prayer. Would you like to lead us?
Sure. Father, we thank you. We thank you for an opportunity to just witness to your children that might be listening, Father. And Father, we just pray that you would just download your divine wisdom and knowledge and your desires and your words in this podcast today, Father. We pray that those that are listening would have ears to hear and eyes to see and a heart that's ready and willing to receive your word. So, Father, we just welcome you in to this podcast today. Be glorified, be exalted. In Yeshua's name we pray and thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sweet. So, like I said, the topic today is trust issues. And we all have trust issues. We all have it with whoever, people, whatever. But we're going to come at it from another angle today.
Yeah, and so trust issues, the question is, do you have trust issues? And we're not talking about relationships with other people. We're talking about one particular relationship. Most important relationship for any believer.
Right.
And that relationship is with God. So do you have trust issues
with him?
And before you say, oh, no, I trust God, want you to like really hear us out here and listen.
See if you really do.
I think we all could at least improve in this area.
Right.
Even if we are, if we feel like we already have trust issues, we could all use a little bit of improvement.
A little more. Mm-hmm. And having trust in him is more than a feeling.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's actually faith. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to trust him with everything. I mean, like faith, the things you can't see. I mean, he tells you to do something, and usually it's things that we're uncomfortable with, things we're uncomfortable with doing, and things we're like, yo, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, as soon as he said that, and you instantly like, I can't. There's your trust issue right there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Instantly right there.
Right.
You know?
It's not enough to know his word and to be able to regurgitate scripture. That doesn't mean that you trust him.
Right.
It just means that you've invested some time into knowing what his word says.
Right.
And
just because you know that don't mean
just because you know his word doesn't necessarily mean that you trust him.
Right.
The question is, are you stretching and doing the things? Are you doing the impossible?
Right. Right.
A lot of times we're unable to do the impossible because we don't trust God.
We don't trust him. We don't have
faith. It's not that we're actually doing it. It's us partnering with him to accomplish his will and purpose in our life.
Right.
So,
and I thought this would be a good. I did a post. I think it was yesterday, which was Sabbath, and I just did a post talking about. Yeah, I mean, how he has called us to do these things, and when we stepped out to get the camper, and we were homeless for a little while, and it's just I started reflecting back on all of these things. It was like, wow. You know what I mean, we truly put our trust in him and what he was telling us to do, what he was saying to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like.
Well, and the thing is that the journey that you and I have made is. It's no different than every journey he calls all of his children.
Right, right.
If you look in scripture, there is always God calling you to trust him more. And that trust gives birth to faith.
Right.
Actual active faith. It's not, it is a faith that actually has action.
Right.
And think about
some of the people that he's called. you got Moses. You know what I'm saying? You got Noah.
Moses had to go back somewhere that he actually committed a crime.
Right.
And believe that he was going to be okay.
Yeah.
They trust that.
To have faith and trust y'all that he was going to be okay.
Well, first, but trust is believing in what that person says they're going to do.
Facts. Yeah.
You know, believing in that person, not necessarily their word. You know, that's a deeper trust when you just believe in that person versus their word. Because if you think about it, sometimes I might trust you when you say you're going to, you know, cook dinner, but I may not trust you when you say you're going to clean the camper.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So a lot of times with God, people trust him for certain things, but they don't trust him with everything. Other things,
And sometimes I think we can get trust, get it mixed up because get it deterred. Like, we'll trust him with things, and it's like we have faith in him. It's like, well, I know this is going to happen, that's going to happen. But then it's like, if something doesn't happen to come through,
we lose that.
Then we lose that, and we blame him.
Right.
He's like, well, he didn't come through. But he
maybe, never fails.
He never fails.
So and he maybe doesn't
that
change.
Wasn't his plan to come
and
he
doesn't change. And he doesn't.
You know what I mean?
He don't tell lies.
Right.
Like, he doesn't change and he doesn't tell lies.
Right. So if he said to do something, he was going to do something. He's going to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So.
Yeah. So the question is something that we want you guys to all think about is, do you really trust him? Do you really trust him? And I suspect a lot of you all do trust him in certain areas, but do you trust him
fully.
And not, do you trust him or do you just only trust him in certain areas?
Right. And with certain things.
That's what I mean by areas. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, one of the things that prompted like even this podcast is my own experience with coaching believers and how they really don't trust God at times.
But they'll tell you that they do.
You're saying
after
like
you're talking with them.
And the thing is like a lot of people think, well, I trust God, but if you trust God, then you're going to trust that he's going to do good towards you, not evil.
Right.
You're going to trust that he can turn all things around, that he can do the impossible. You're going to trust that you need to listen to his word for because his word is good and that it's going to guide you.
Right.
And then that gives birth to a belief system, faith, that allows you to go places that you wouldn't be able to go without him.
That you wouldn't even think about going.
So those of you that are not really walking in faith, you're not walking in knowledge. I mean, you've read the word of God and you're like, okay, that's truth. But you're not necessarily going to those impossible places. It's an indicator that you probably haven't fully developed trust in him.
Right.
Yeah. We got to remember Israel, like we see in Israel where the people were traveling from Egypt to the promised land.
Yeah.
They believed that he was real.
Yeah, but
that's some serious trust issues.
Because think about it. Every time
they didn't trust him,
something would happen. They'd be like, oh, thank you, y'all, so.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come up against a brick wall. It's like, oh,
yes,
why
it.
You do this and do that?
Yeah, and so that's the thing is like a lot of times people.
You might as well go back to Egypt.
A lot of times we get in our mindset, I'll trust God when.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, look at Israel.
How you gonna give him?
Did they ever, like, I mean, he delivers them out of Egypt. Mm-hmm. He gives them water in a dry place. Right. He gives them manna. He gives them food. They see him lead by a cloud and a pillar of fire and cloud by day. They see Moses coming down with his, like, he's illuminated. Glowing. Yeah.
The soul glow.
We're still believers are saying today, I will trust and believe when. No.
Yeah.
No. Trust and believe is a decision. Make that decision today that you're going to trust him.
Yeah. And trusting and having faith is letting go of our beliefs or what we think.
Our understanding.
You know what I mean? Because we're thinking from
our desires.
A mortal or human point of view. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When Yah is supernatural, we can't think how he thinks.
So, there is a difference between knowing the Father versus knowing of him. Mm-hmm. Many believers know of him, but they don't know him.
Right.
If you knew him, you would know that he is trustworthy and he is able to do far more exceedingly than you could ever imagine and work in your life.
Right.
And so, you know, how do we get to that place of trusting him? That's the question. Like, how do we get to that place of trusting him?
By trusting him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, why? Like, one of the things is that you have to wrestle this thing out. Like, you have to change your mind on the regular.
Right.
I was listening to a study the other day, and in the Hebrew, the teacher was saying in the Hebrew that repentance it means to change your mind. It means to change your mind.
Right.
So, and you know, I go through this all the time with food. You'll be asking me, like, what do you want to eat? And I'll be like, I want this. And then when you're getting ready,
by the time the end of the day hits,
and then I'll be like, no, I changed my mind.
Yeah.
Now we can change our mind about food. We can change our mind about what we want to wear, where we want to go, what we want to do. Why can't we change our mind about some of this stuff that ain't working?
Right.
Spiritually. Yeah. Right. Jeez. My goodness. Are you tired?
No.
Yeah, have mercy. Yeah. So we need to work on changing our... So repentance can be described as changing your mind. Mm. So if you have a mindset that you cannot trust God in a certain kind of area, you just need to change your mind. You don't have to
trust him in that area.
You don't have to feel it. See, we're not asking you to change your feelings. Right. We're asking you to change your mind on what you believe is true.
Right. It's almost like this. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are like, well, I don't know if I can have faith. Okay, let's do this. Let's say that you have a scratch off. Mm-hmm. How do you know if you won that scratch off or not? How do you know
you have to scratch it?
You have to scratch it off.
Yeah.
So how do you know if Yah's going to do it or not?
Yeah.
You have to have faith. You have to trust him.
Right. But I'm going to I'm going to take it an even level further, because that sometimes is a stumbling block. A lot of people are scratching off. They're scratching off the lotto ticket, and they're like,
But it's not the ticket he gave them.
No. That's not necessarily true. Yeah, I can tell you to do something, and when you scratch it off, it doesn't turn out the way you think it's supposed to turn out.
That's dope. Okay.
So then now you already had trust issues when you went into the relationship with Yah.
Right.
Now you've got more trust issues because things didn't happen the way you thought they were supposed to happen.
Right.
The thing is you don't know him.
Right.
If you think he's got evil towards you, you don't know
him. You really don't know him.
You don't know that about him. Right. You don't know that about him. And that's one of the things I have to coach people. I have to remind them that God is not a person. Like, he is not a human being. That he's not a human. Right. Sometimes we give God human qualities.
Right.
And we see this the state of humanity. Like,
we expect him to do or react how mama, daddy would have done a reaction.
Or a human, flawed.
Yeah, point blank.
Flawed and imperfect and unable to do all things.
Right.
Right? There's nothing that hinders God.
Nothing.
So we have to sometimes change our mind. Like, when we hear that lie that God can't do this in this situation, or God must be against us, then that's a lie.
Yeah.
Is
it a bald-faced lie?
Yeah, it's a lie. So we have to change our mind about who God is.
Right.
To align with his word. So let's just pause here for a minute and think about this. Who is God? He's good. He's unchanging. He doesn't change
at all.
He's
kind of like what we was listening to. I think it was that Derek Prince
mm-hmm.
that said he never changes. He said if something needs changing,
it's us.
It's you that needs changing, not him. He never changes.
Listen, who are we to look at the creator of the universe, who's perfect, and think he should do things our way?
Right.
No, we need to like get out of that bubble.
Easier for us.
Yeah.
Like I was talking with a friend of mine, and I was saying something to him. I'm not gonna put my, but I said something, and there's like, well, you know, I'm uncomfortable being in those sorts of places or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all doesn't call us to be comfortable.
No,
I mean, if he calls us to do something, 9 times out of 10, it's gonna be uncomfortable.
See, we're
slothful.
We are meant and created to live a life from his perspective, not our perspective.
Right.
His perspective is without flaw. And the problem is people say, I, me. What about him?
Right.
That, I mean, we can look to our Messiah, and it was all about whatever the Father willed and purposed.
Exactly. And that's what he always said, my Father's will.
So, you know, we want to, like, stand in the gap for those people that have caused injury to you, that have actually injured your heart and your mind about ability to trust God.
Right.
We're sorry that happened to you.
But you can't put them on the same level as y'all, okay?
But we also encourage you to remember that God is not a human and that he doesn't lie.
Right.
And that he is faithful and that he is willing and that he is able. And it's not trust if you can see it immediately.
Hmm. Facts, yeah.
It's not trust if you can see it immediately. Because so it some of us want it to be.
It has to be something that you can't see. How is it faith if you instantly. Yeah.
Why do we trust fast food? Because it's fast.
Because it's fast. We're in the fast food generation.
Yeah, we trust fast food because it's fast. There's no trusting involved in that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very minimal. It's very little stretching. Like, we can just go. You know, worst case scenario, we're going to be in the drive-thru 10 minutes, right?
And then we tripping on 10 minutes because it took so long.
Right.
You know?
If God says he's going to do it, he's going to do it, and he will. And we need to trust that. Or we can be just like the Israelites in... Some of y'all are angry, and you are frustrated because you feel like the promises that God has given you, you haven't received them yet.
Right.
Well, like you just said about Derek Prince, God is not the problem.
Right.
If there needs to be any changing, it's not God and his strategies. It's got to have something to do with you.
You change your strategies.
Yeah.
Change your thinking. Well, your stinking thinking.
Yeah. So listen, we have the scriptures here that we can actually look at past believers that struggled and their wrestles. The wrestles of humanity have not changed. I assure you they're all the same, other than they probably have increased in intensity.
Yeah.
Just because of lawlessness that you know, in our culture and everything. But if we look at Numbers chapter 13, mm-hmm. we see in Numbers chapter 13 that God has said that he's basically told Israel that, like, I've got promised land for you. And this is God talking to you right here. He says, I've got promises for you. I've got places that I want you to have in your life. There's things I want for you in your life.
Right.
But you know, you're going to go and you need to spy out the land and basically like get the vision, you know, go figure it out. Are you going to be a Caleb and a Joshua, or are you going to be like the majority?
Right. If he tell you what he got for you,
right,
you go there expecting that.
These guys went, well, I say these guys, except for Caleb and Joshua, they went just to spy out the land because they were to come back and they were ready to maneuver. They were ready to move. They were ready to move in the direction God had called them to go in. But the other people went.
Oh, these giant.
They had an eye to see how God couldn't work.
Right.
They had an eye to see how God couldn't work.
Right. And see, that's what it is. It's all in how you look.
Perspective.
At the situation, your perspective of it.
Two of them trusted.
It's like, oh man, these are big giant people. And, blah, blah. And then the other one, they're like, man, we could take them. We got this. Y'all said, if he said it.
Right.
You know what I mean? If he said it.
So two of these guys, so Caleb and Joshua, two of them, those two, they trusted God and they had come to know him in their experiences. And they had the same experiences as the other
everybody
guys.
Everybody else. Yep.
Except for they trusted God. So some of you are blaming God for why you can't get to A, B, and C. But you may. That's not an absolute. Some of you actually may actually be trusting God and just run up against some giants, and it's just taking a little bit of time to overcome. But the majority of people listening have really put their trust in why God can't work in a situation.
Right. It's almost like people do with us in our situation, whatever. Oh, I don't know how y'all did it. I don't know mm-hmm. if I'd be able to do it. Because mm-hmm. you can't trust them. You're not mm-hmm. trusting. We put our trust in him.
We trusted
we couldn't
that.
Do it ourselves. We knew we couldn't do it.
Right. And even on my, even before we were called to like do such radical, God in his mercy, like before we actually did a radical move, God was developing my ability to trust him. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at any of my journaling, he's asking me, do you trust me?
Right.
Do you trust me? Do you trust me? And so, you know, the great thing about this thing is like if you're off, it's okay. Just change your mind. Change your mind. And like I said, you don't have to feel it. It just has to become your truth.
Right. Right.
It just has to become your truth.
That easy.
Yeah.
So yeah,
So the other thing I wanted to touch on is that well, one, the what we're driving home is to know God is to trust him. Mm-hmm. If you know him, then you know he's trustworthy. You know that he is good for you. You know that he makes the impossible possible.
Right.
You know that he can work in and through all situations,
any
people.
Any situation.
Any situation.
What was that we was talking about? And he's like, 20, no, dude. You said, you said 1 + 1 = 2. Mm-hmm. I said, not always with y'all. Said,
right.
If God's doing 1 + 1 could be 20.
That's right. You because mean, 1 + 1 is.
Could be 15. It doesn't, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, he is that number. Right. So, like, we're doing the math.
And that's the problem with a lot of us. We look at the situation.
We look with the natural.
1 + 1 is 2. That's natural.
That's logic.
That's natural. That's logic.
That's not the supernatural.
If you're looking at y'all and having faith, 1 + 1. Okay, you gave me this business. You gave me this business. Mm-hmm. That's not 2. We got an empire that's about to be. We got a dynasty. You know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. not 2. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
yeah, because he plugs in the number for the variable.
Right.
The spiritual.
Right. So we got to have that faith in him.
Right.
Trust in him.
But the thing is that if you don't love yourself enough to trust God, you remember that you trusting God impacts other people. So your lack of trust can actually hold up the blessings for your children.
Mm.
Israel didn't trust God when they came out of Egypt. Those poor babies, they had to be raised out there in the wilderness waiting for their parents to die so that they could receive their promises.
So they could have the final things.
So he delayed the things of delayed the things that the father had for him.
Right.
So it impacts our future. It impacts our children's future. So trusting God is the one.
Effect.
Yeah, trusting God is one of the biggest blessings that you could give your children.
Right.
Or and anyone, or thing, anyone that's tied to you.
Once you start doing it, and they're watching you do it and seeing your actions and doing mm-hmm. it, it teaches them to do it.
Right.
I mean, like our kids, Elijah, for instance, like today, he's like, actually, he's what? He's fasting today.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And
he's 12.
He's mm-hmm. 12. You know what I'm saying? And he sees the things that we do. And so he knows that he's able to do these things as well.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what he said to me, he said, yesterday when the kids were all sick or whatever, he said his stomach was hurting. He said, I prayed to y'all and I asked y'all to take the pain away because I knew he would do it.
Hallelujah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
childlike faith.
Childlike faith. He said he went to sleep. He woke up and the pain was gone. He said, I prayed. I knew he would do it.
Hallelujah.
You know what I mean? So that's how we need to be.
And even if he, even if God didn't do it, he's still trustworthy.
Right.
You still can pray for healing.
Right. Right.
You know, people are basing who God is by what they see. By what they see.
Right.
By what they see. Versus by who he says he is. Will you base will you base your belief and your trust on God by what you can see or by what you know? What you know, his word. What does his word say? His word, he is what he says.
That's
like
the place to dive in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just just go in and Google scriptures, trust in Yod. I mean, man.
Hallelujah. So I think we have. Do you have trust issues?
And honestly, ask yourself,
do you have trust issues?
He told you right now, blah, 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 whoever you are, leave your job now.
Could you do it?
Don't go back. Could you do it? Could you just walk off and leave it? Would you be like, well, let me get this in order first and let me do this and let me make sure I got my 401k? No. Would you just leave?
Or would you put your faith and your trust in the natural?
Right.
Look at Abraham. God had given him a son. Mm-hmm. And then hear God say, go and sacrifice your son.
Right.
Do you have the faith? Do you have the trust? The trust of Abraham.
Right.
Do you have the trust of his son? Because we see that his son, Messiah, he died believing that it would be okay.
Yeah. And even with Abraham, when he was going to do it, he had faith. He knew he would. He knew that y'all was going to provide, because that's what he told his son. Yeah. He's like, oh, y'all's going to provide. He will provide.
Yes. You know what I
mean? And so it's like he had that faith. You know what I mean?
That he was going, that the Father was going to do good.
Right.
And not evil.
Not evil.
Hello. There is a issue with the body of Messiah believing that the Father wants to do evil to us in certain areas of our lives. So we have got a group of people who believe, meaning that they believe and they're in relationship with the Father, but they don't know him.
Right.
They don't know him, because to know him is to trust him.
Exactly.
And they're believing the lies of like what has happened to them in their life in the past, or what the enemy's telling them.
That's what I'm hanging on to, is the past, what happened to them. And wasn't there for me when this happened. He wasn't there for me.
Or sometimes it's just like the lack of having trustworthy people in your life. Mm-hmm. And you start to give the Father, you start to give God human traits. You know, that he is like, you can't trust him.
Right.
It's all, listen, people, it all boils down to pride. If you feel like you can't trust God, then that means you yourself have become a God and you think you know better.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's the truth. Ouch. It's pride. But we can change our mind. Yeah. We can be like, wait a minute, God is good. He's all-knowing. He's trustworthy. And he can change anything in my life he wants to change. We have to live a surrendered life.
Surrendered.
And some of us are not living a surrendered life, because without trust, it's impossible to live a surrendered life.
Right.
It feels unsafe. So, hallelujah to that. All right, so what scriptures do we want to share with these guys?
Let's see. I got a couple.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to keep this short and sweet today, right?
That's right.
I'll go with Proverbs 3:5-6.
Mm-hmm.
It says, trust in Yahweh with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. That's basically what
we're
saying.
Trust his whatever he tells you to do, trust it above and beyond your stuff. Matter of fact, we shouldn't have no opinion other than the opinion of whatever the Father has.
Right. It says, in all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Right? But the first thing we have to do is trust him with all your heart.
One more.
I got is one, two more, but I'll say my closing one.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 33:20-22. It says, our soul waits for Yahweh. He is our help and our shield.
He is our help.
For our heart is glad in him, because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Yahweh, be upon us, even as we hope in you.
Hallelujah. And some may be desiring or expecting God to help them trust.
Mm-hmm.
But trust is like building a bridge, and you have to start just trusting and building that bridge. That's our responsibility. We need to stop being so passive all the time and being like, well, I'm just waiting for God to work on my heart and make me trust him more. No, you can just choose to trust him.
Right. Think about even Noah building the ark.
That was trust.
That was trust. And because he said it was going
to rain. It gave birth to.
But think about it. Then, before, where did
he
the rain,
had never, there, yeah.
Where did the rain come from? The rain came from
it
the
was
ground.
Kinda, it was like a radical.
You know what I'm saying? So when he said rain, building, what?
Yeah.
That was faith.
So yes. So listen, we're taking all your excuses from you. If you have trust issues, we're doing this out of love. We're doing this out of like our own life work.
Word up.
We've had to learn to trust God.
Been there.
And matter of fact, we didn't even realize what he was doing when he was doing it.
Right.
We thought we were just walking by faith, but he was calling us to really affirm ourselves in who he says he is.
Right.
So when God calls you to do something, he's doing it for you. Like, you're the one that needs to do this, not him.
Right.
Not him. You're the one that needs to do this because this is something good for you. So.
Word up.
Yeah.
So you got a closing scripture?
Well, I just wanted to...
I got one I want to close out on.
Yeah. I want to give these guys some scriptures that they can chew on and meditate on and kind of like where we're coming from today. So you could look at Numbers chapter 13, anywhere between 23 and 33 for references. We've got Joshua verse 6 through, I think it's 18 or 15. And then I'm just going to give you all this charge. See, all of us are trying to get to the promises of God. If we're not trying to get to the promises of God, then have mercy, Father, because we all should be working towards that. Sorry, it's a little bit of interruption. You want to shut that door just in case?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You keep going.
Yeah. So we all need to be working towards getting to the promises of God, because that we shouldn't desire anything less than his promises. So I'm going to give you the charge of Joshua. We look at Joshua chapter 1, verse 5 through 8. No man is going to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I am with you. I do not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you are to let this people inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous to guard to do according to all the instructions with Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it right or left, so that you act wisely wherever you go.
Right.
And then the last part is this on verse 8. Do not let this book of instruction depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you guard to do it according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous and act wisely.
Nice.
So meditate on that scripture there. Like, you'd be like, some people may go, Anna, this was for Joshua. No, this is for us too.
Right.
We are all charged to go and advance towards the promises. We are born into a sinful and corrupted nature and world. And we're all called to be the overcomer. This is part of our overcomer journey.
Yep.
We weren't born to just be still.
No.
We were born to,
we're
world changers, people. We're more than conquerors. We're overcomers. We're kingdom citizens. This is what we do.
Society. Yes.
Yeah. Kingdom citizens. This is what we do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I just leave you guys with that charge. Just like, go be bold, be strong, be courageous, and go and trust him.
Right.
His word tells us who he is. So meditate on that day and night on who he is and what he said he will do for you. Hallelujah. And there's lots of promises about what he says he.
Yes.
Well, share the scripture now about trusting him, what it's like into.
Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8 says, blessed is the man who trusts in Yahweh, whose trust is Yahweh. He is like a tree planted by water. Come on, a tree planted by water. What happens with a tree that's planted by water?
Mm-hmm.
It blossoms. It,
it never dies.
You know what I'm saying? That sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit.
So you see in the scripture, it doesn't say that there's never a drought or there's never, you know, dryness or famine or whatever.
It said it doesn't fear.
It didn't say that there's never heat by the river.
Right. It doesn't fear when there's heat by the river.
It flourishes despite the challenges.
And continues to bear fruit.
So some of you are waiting to trust God when there's no heat, no drought, no, like, This is the time to trust him even more so.
They stop trusting when there's a drought.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the time to be.
They're waiting. They're thinking that there has to be all this plentiful stuff too all the time. Or that he's not trustworthy.
Yeah.
And I assure you that all of us need to like identify where in our thinking. It may not be global. It may be with certain areas. But the word tells us to bring every high thought that exalteth itself above the word of God and bring it under submission.
Every thought.
Every high thought.
And hold it captive.
That's rebellion. Bring it down. Put it underneath the lens of the word.
Yeah.
And kill that lie. Kill the lie. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and if you're struggling to overcome areas, you can always book a free consultation with me or listen to overcomingdaily.com for just like tidbits on how to be an overcomer.
Yep. You're about to come back with season what now?
I've got season three. It's still in the making.
I threw in the loop with that because she wasn't expecting that. So, yeah. Y'all messaged her asking when is season three coming. Mm-hmm.
When I get the divine revelation.
Mm-hmm. So, so we thank you all for tuning in to the Sacred Life Podcast, episode 11. Mm-hmm. Today's episode is sponsored by Sacred Apparel. You know,
imagine Sacred, that. Yeah.
Last time it was sponsored by
Sacred. We got lots of Sacred Apparel going on today.
Sacred Life Coaching. So, be sure to follow us on our social media networks, the sacredlifepodcast.com. You can go there and get all the episodes. After this one, we will be on YouTube.com, /Sacred Apparel. You see the playlist. Instagram, The Sacred Life Podcast. Twitter, The Sacred Life PC.
Mm-hmm.
You can also follow our clothing line, Sacred Apparel, sacredapparel.net. Instagram is at Sacred Apparel. Twitter is at Sacred Apparel. Facebook is at Sacred Apparel.
Mm-hmm.
You want to give them your platforms? You want me to say them?
Go ahead.
And Sacred Life Coaching, sacredlifecoaching.com. Follow her on Instagram, Sacred Life Coaching. Twitter, Sacred Coach Anna. That's Sacred Coach Anna. Facebook, Sacred Life Coaching LLC.
Yes. All right.
Please click the like button if you like the podcast on the one that's on YouTube. Click the subscribe button to get the notifications. Continue to follow us. Mm-hmm. Support the missions that we're doing.
Hallelujah.
That's it. Until next time, live by sacred. Peace.
Shalom.
Sacred life.